Welcome to the Wine or Milk podcast, where each week we rewatch and review nostalgic movies and media from our childhood to see if they age like wine or like milk. Although I'm kind of realizing maybe we should switch that up.
Why? Because we've been doing a lot of drink breaks lately.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of drink breaks and we're not watching. We are reviewing experiences from our childhood. Is that good?
50% movies, 50% nostalgic events. I don't know. Items.
Yeah, we'll have to brainstorm and think about a good way to succinctly tagline that.
Probably should have brainstormed that before we hit record.
It's all good now, though. You know, well, we can't just like throw that out there. We can't just like all of a sudden start without a new brand new intro and not like, you know, set the table about what we're trying to accomplish.
About the journey, I guess, right?
Yeah,
not
exactly.
The end result.
Got to bring everybody along for the ride.
Oh boy, no one wants to come on that ride.
Well, everybody does. So yeah, we're doing a drink break episode this week, and I have my topic for discussion. Do you know yours?
No, I didn't think of anything.
Well,
no.
We'll be right back.
Of course I thought of mine. Of course I thought of mine.
That's good. I don't remember what order. I think we start with mine this time.
It doesn't really matter.
It matters to me.
You could flip a coin again.
No, we gotta trade off every week.
Okay, so then we probably start with yours.
I think it's mine this time.
Okay. Do you want to each share our own, or do you want to wait until?
Well, no, yeah, I was gonna say what we're gonna do.
Okay.
So the first one,
is very disorganized today. This is very disorganized.
No, I'm
chaotic energy in this household.
I didn't tell you about it, so I have all the plans, and I didn't clue you in.
I'm along for the ride right now.
Yeah. No. Okay. So mine is sleepovers.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
I used to love sleepovers as a kid, so I'm pretty excited for this one.
I'm excited to talk about it too. I gotta like brainstorm. I'm trying to think now when I had my first sleepover.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure that out as well. I probably could have asked my mom.
We'll get into it. I feel like your mom should be like getting a credit on this podcast because I feel like you consult her a lot.
She should be our fact checker.
Oh my gosh.
And we could like bring her in at the end of every episode and be like, how do we do?
How did Kyle do? Kyle was wrong about everything.
Yeah, most likely. What is yours? What's your topic?
I had decided upon, I didn't really know how to like put it, but like childhood fashion, like what did you wear growing up type stuff?
Oh,
like
boy.
What were your favorite clothing items, like from your, like iconic clothing item pieces from your childhood type conversation?
That's a good one.
Where did you shop? Did you get hand-me-downs?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Things like that. Yeah.
Mine's going to be a little embarrassing.
Oh, I think everybody's is going to be embarrassing. And especially if I pull from, like, between teen years.
Oh, boy, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like this. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
All right, you want to jump in? Want to just dive right into the deep end of sleepovers? Dive right into the sleeping bag.
Did you bring a sleeping bag to sleepovers?
I think so. Yeah, sometimes. It depends on the situation. Sometimes, you know, you'd have, like, those massive sleepovers where it was, like, 100 kids. The whole town would go and just descend on one person's house.
Never did that, unless it was a house party. That was much
kidding.
Later.
No, I'm just kidding. I think I brought sleeping bags a couple times, because, like, I don't think blow-up mattresses were, like, very big.
You would bring a blow-up mattress to a friend's house?
No. So I'm saying, like, I don't think people had them. Like, I don't think people, like, owned blow-up mattresses at the time.
I didn't own a blow-up mattress till we bought one, like, a year ago.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I think the only other alternative was, like, be cold or bring a sleeping bag.
Gotcha. I guess, now that I think about it, I think I did bring sleeping bags. But then, sometimes, depending on whose house it was.
Yeah. Like, my one friend, he had a bunk bed, so I would just sleep in the top bunk.
Very cool.
Why did he have a bunk bed?
Why not?
Why did he have a bunk bed?
Everybody
I'm just
wants-
realizing that. He didn't have a sibling to share it with. His sister had her own room.
Everybody wants a bunk bed till they have a bunk bed, and then they don't want one anymore.
I guess so.
I feel
weird.
Like it's a passage of life.
Maybe they shared at one point. I don't know.
Did he sleep on the top bunk or the bottom bunk?
I think he slept on the bottom.
Oh, that's lame.
And then I slept. Maybe he just switched it up every day, you know?
You have options if you have a bunk bed to yourself.
But yeah, okay. So first sleepover. Do you remember yours? Do you have an idea of when it might have been?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I actually know exactly when it was now that I think about it. And this is kind of embarrassing for me to say. Yeah, because I distinctly remember the circumstances of my first sleepover.
I'm excited okay, now.
I grew up next door to my best friend. She was one house over. There's a house in between us. It was our uncle's house.
Okay.
And
so the three houses right there all knew each other very well.
Actually, we can go even further. It was my house, and then her uncle's house, and then her house, and then her grandma's house.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tighten it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was pretty cool. I grew up on a block where everybody knew everybody.
Yeah.
Like, the neighbors would all come over, and, like, we'd have a barbecue every year. And, like, when you heard someone yelling on the road, it's like, oh, Frank and Don are in a fight. You know? Jeez. You could hear it. I learned a lot of curse words on my street. But everyone was nice. Everyone knew each other.
It helps when everybody's related as well.
One time, my neighbor, he found his daughter's boyfriend in the house, and he got his gun out. That was exciting.
Wow.
And then he got bit by a snake.
Holy crap.
This has derailed. My neighborhood was tight-knit, though.
Yeah.
And all the kids would just run around together.
Yep.
But my best friend lived two houses down. Mm-hmm. And I had just assumed we would always have our first sleepover together.
Yeah.
And I mean, went...
That seems pretty natural, given the circumstances.
Oh, for sure. And I went to a public school. She went to a private school. So mm-hmm. she had some private school friends I didn't know about or know very well. And I had public school friends she didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of nice, because otherwise we would have just stuck together, I think, forever.
Yeah.
It sucked as a kid, for sure, because we were like, why can't we just hang out all the time?
But it was nice to expand your boundaries a little bit.
I think so, in a weird way. Although, I think we both would have preferred not to.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she had her first sleepover, though, with one of her friends from school.
Ooh,
before
rude.
We got to have a sleepover. It wasn't rude. It was not rude. This is why it's embarrassing, because I was low-key really bummed about it. I'm not going to lie. So then, soon after, she had her sleepover with her friend. I remember her friend's name and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much it really, like, stuck out to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was really bummed. We had a sleepover at her house.
Good.
And then we had a lot of sleepovers together ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I go over her house all the time, so it wasn't, like, anything new.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, I'm just sleeping here tonight. But, like, you probably stayed there pretty late and got there pretty early all the time anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter. She used to, like, look out on her back porch, and if my mom had the laundry hanging on the clothing line, it meant we were up. It was okay for her to call our house to see if it could play. So it was my first ever sleepover. What about you?
I'm trying to think. There's a couple of candidates with, like, who I could have had my first sleepover with. There's a couple of kids that I was, like, really, really close with in, like, kindergarten and first grade type thing. Actually, that's my question for you. How old were you? Like, what age, what grade were you in when you had this sleepover?
I think I was probably, like, 7 or 8, maybe.
So, like, first or second grade, potentially?
Probably, that feels young. Maybe closer to second grade. Or third.
That feels late.
Does it?
Yeah.
Somewhere between first and third grade.
Yeah, because I think I was having, like, a couple sleepovers when I was in, like, first or second grade. So I had one friend group that was, like, my school friends.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of lived all over the town. And then I had my one friend who was a grade older than me who lived right across the road. We hung out all the time. So I can't quite remember who I would have had my sleepover with for the first time. I think it might have been him. He was also, his older sister was the one that babysat us in that really scary event.
Oh, yeah, with the...
that we went over in Halloween.
The people were like, don't open the door for anybody.
Yeah, the really, really scary event that everybody mm-hmm. agrees was terrifying. So, like, it must have been one of those two groups of friends. But I don't really remember. I can't remember... like, who it was, but I remember really enjoying sleepovers. I really liked being, like, away from home. Like, it felt so adult. Felt so grown up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you'd, like, stay up late and, like, snack.
That was the best. I was going to say, the best part of sleepovers is knowing what snacks other houses have.
Yeah.
And getting to try new snack foods. Or if you got there early and you ate dinner at their house, that always blew my mind, too, because I was like, oh, people eat different things for dinner.
Yeah.
You know, and that was cool, too.
Yeah, and, like, getting in with their parents, you know?
I was too shy to get in with their parents, but I was definitely not shy to eat their food.
Yeah, so I can't remember, but I know, like, as I grew up, my friend across the street, we would have sleepovers all the time. And mm-hmm. my parents were divorced, so sometimes because he lived across the street from my mom, my dad would come to pick me up on a Friday and also pick up my friend, and we would go back to his house.
And, oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Remember the picture my dad just sent us of the giant snowman?
Was that a sleepover night?
That was a sleepover night with him.
That's cool. Your dad used to hang out with you during your sleepovers?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All the time. Because he would order pizza, and we'd, like, watch a movie down in the basement and play video games together. It was pretty fun. This is why I did it, is 'cause, or nominated this topic, is I loved sleepovers. I really, really love them. I would do them all the time. It was like the one thing that I would do with friends was sleepovers.
Huh. Were you someone that went to other people's houses for sleepovers, or you had them come to you?
I definitely did a good mix. And then I would say probably like sometime in like middle schoolish, it kind of became more I was going to other people's houses, except for my very close best friend who lived across the street.
Mm-hmm.
But really, by the time high school rolled around, the only sleepovers I was doing was with him because he lived right up the road. And so we were just back and forth at each other's house all the time.
I think in high school, I didn't sleep at my house like any weekend.
Yeah, I mostly slept at my place unless I was at his house.
Like the last 2 years of high school, I like didn't sleep at my house. I was at either one of my best friend's houses or the other one at all times.
So what did you do? Well, let's start when we were little kids. What did you do at sleepovers? And do you have one that like particularly sticks out to you? It's like a special sleepover?
That's a good question. I would say most of the time I slept over at my best friend's house, and it was just the two of us. So if that were the case, we did a number of different things. And that was more just like hanging out. You know, it wasn't an event. It was just normal. We would like watch movies. We'd make popcorn. We also had our own show we would make. Like her mom had like an old video camera, and we had a show called Funny Clips where we just did like sketch comedy that we thought up on our own.
That's pretty fun.
So it was like really dumb.
It's like Tosh.0
stuff that we thought of. I don't know. We just made up dumb scenarios.
Or was it more all that?
All that, but like way, way worse because we were like 8 or 9 and we thought dumb stuff was really, really funny. And then we would make our parents watch it back after we were done.
That's fun.
We would host it and stuff. Then we had a couple of reoccurring characters.
That's great. What was your favorite?
Oh, I can't talk about it because my brother was involved in it and he'd kill me.
Okay, that's fair.
But yeah, it was really, really fun. So we used to do a lot of that. Like we would record ourselves and like make videos and stuff.
I would do that more at my dad's house because my dad always loved to record stuff. I think you might have even seen some of them.
I mean, he's endless video footage.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. Another thing I would do a lot for sleepovers is with cousins. I would have a ton of sleepovers with my cousins.
I was going to say, do you count like a family sleepover or sleepover?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was just my best friend, though.
Yeah.
Like, when I went to, like, my other friends' houses, it was a little different because it wasn't as frequent. So, like, in middle school, I had one group of girlfriends, and there was, like, 5 or 6 of us, and we would all go over to a sleepover together.
Yep.
And that was more, like, traditional, like, late-night gossip and, like, doing our nails and usually watching a movie, too. But, like, you would stay up till 3 in the morning talking and gossiping and who do you have a crush on and all that stuff.
I was always the last kid to go to sleep. Always.
Me, too. Yeah. I didn't like to miss it. I had FOMO. I didn't want to miss out on anything, you know?
I just wanted the night to just, like, go on forever. So I was always, like, trying to, like, keep everybody awake and, like, pressure everybody to keep going.
Easily the best part of being, in my experience, being a girl, the best part of sleepovers, though, was the gossip at the very end of the night, like right before you go to sleep. I hate to say it, but I live for gossip. I love to know.
Yeah.
I love to know. I want to know who you have a crush on. I want to know
who's smooching who.
Exactly.
Behind the high school or whatever. I don't know. Middle school.
Middle school, probably.
Yeah.
But that was my favorite part.
Yeah.
And I grew up with all boys in my house, so that was a really new experience for me.
Good point, yeah.
And it was just, like, fascinating. I loved it. Probably why I craved it.
I had not really, like, a similar one, but, like, kind of similar, where I had, like, a group of guys that I was really, really close with in, like, middle school. I knew them through, like, camp and stuff. It was a couple of kids that went to private school, but I had known them through other things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, finally in middle school, we all, like, went to the same school. They went to public school with us, and we, like, all met each other, or not met each other, but, like, kind of combined that friend group, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I had this one friend who I always loved to see him, because we really only got to see each other at summer camp for the most part, but we would spend every second of summer camp together every summer.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a birthday in October, and he would have, like, a big sleepover boys bash, basically. And that was, like, the highlight of the year. We would, like, go hard, like, planning it and everything. Mm-hmm. It was, like, a big event, a big to-do. It was, like, 5 of us, I think.
Oh, when you said boys bash, like, big event of the year, I thought there was going to be, like, 12 kids there.
No. But I think that's why I liked it, is because it wasn't a ton of people. It was just, like, our close-knit group, and we did the same thing every year. We always watched Charlie's Angels.
Oh my god, you in that movie? I don't
know. We would play a bunch of video games down in his basement. Actually, then they put an addition on, and they kind of like finished the room above their garage, and it turned into like the perfect hangout space. So that was a lot of fun. Lots and lots of snacks, and then just staying up late and chatting and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I would always be the last one to try to go to bed.
I remember one time my friend in middle school was like, do you think that boys stay up all night talking about girls like we talk about boys?
Yes, we do.
I thought so. I yeah. knew it.
Like, but then we
should go like find her on Facebook. Oh, by the way, I answered a question from when we were 12.
I found the answer. Then the other thing that we would do is play a lot of video games. And so that's partially why I also liked it, because I actually remember this one time we all got together and I loved Super Smash Brothers. I thought I was so good at it. And then we had this one time where we got, like, we had a sleepover and we invited this new kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing with us and he was kicking our butt because he knew how to roll.
Mm.
But he wasn't telling anybody how to do it. And we were like, that's what the cheap. Hell, man? Like, you got to tell us how to do it. So he would just roll and kick our butts because he wouldn't get hit.
You can't see Kyle, but he's doing the motion of rolling on a controller as he's talking. So he clearly has learned how to roll since then.
I am. I didn't even realize I was doing it. But I have like a snapshot memory. I know exactly where I was.
You were so mad, I bet.
I was holding my orange controller. Like, I was so mad. I was like, dude, come on. You got to teach us how to do this. But that was a fun one because we really got like, finally, like where all of us learned and we were like really all leveled up our playing that night. So it was a really exciting time.
That kid definitely had an older brother.
Probably.
It's yeah. Probably how he knew how to roll.
But that was like what I really, really looked forward to is like watching a movie, eating lots of snacks. I was a little chubby kid, playing lots of video games and just staying up super late,
mm-hmm.
super, super late.
We had Pop Secret Butter Popcorn. That's the brand that we used to pop on sleepovers. And then, we didn't have like I guess one thing that you can always count on at one of the sleepovers I attended at least was a good solid game of Truth or Dare.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lots of Truth or Dare.
Lots of Truth or Dare.
I can't even remember what the dares were, but I bet they were like incredibly low stakes.
A lot of like prank calls.
Oh, yeah. Prank calls. Mm-hmm. But we would always prank call our own parents.
Yep.
Like they wouldn't know our voice.
And then we would sometimes too, like if we had like a bunch of people over, we would like dare the other person to go in whoever's house it was, parents' room.
Yep.
That was a big dare.
Yeah, that was a good one. Or like their sister's room or something for us.
Oh. I feel like my friends didn't have siblings really. Or if they did, they were like out. You know, you kind of like the other sibling goes to a sleepover of their own.
Yeah.
When you have your friends over.
I just realized one thing that would happen, and this feels really gross now, is sometimes people would have like parties, like birthday parties, with like 20 kids, but then only like 5 of them got to be in the sleepover.
Yeah, that did happen.
That feels really gross now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're cool enough to buy me a present, but you're not cool enough to use my pillow.
Pretty much. That's really what it comes down to. That's the other thing too, is I feel like the level of friendship you had with someone, if there was a group sleeping over, you knew if you were in the inner sanctum, you got the couch instead of the floor.
Yeah, that's a good point. Except I didn't mind sleeping on the floor.
I feel bad about everything all the time.
Yeah.
So I would volunteer for the floor a lot.
Yeah.
But if I was offered the couch, I always felt good inside.
Yeah, that's how you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, no, that's Jess's spot.
It's like, oh, no, it's fine. I'll sit on the floor.
Yeah, and then my birthday's January 4th, so right at the beginning of January. And a lot of times it would overlap with winter break. And so I would often have, like, a small birthday party where we would do sleepovers.
I didn't have people sleep over at my house.
No?
I went to other people's homes. We had a lot of, like, the first 13 years of my life, we were in a pretty small house. So my brothers and I all shared a room. And my dad worked nights. So it wasn't really an option.
Yeah, that makes sense.
To have a sleepover. And then when we moved, maybe in high school, I'd have, like, very, very close friends over every now and then, but not very often.
My mom's house had, like, this huge basement, and half of it was finished. And when my stepdad's sons were over for the weekend, that's where they would sleep. It had bunk beds down there and to pull out futon. So that would just be the place that we had sleepovers. It was huge. It was like perfect for them. And it was way downstairs in the basement. So if we were being loud and rowdy, it wouldn't like bother our parents, you know?
Oh, I remember getting yelled at for being too loud at sleepovers.
All the time. Oh, all the time. God.
And then I
it was always me.
I don't doubt it. You were that kid. I just think my best friend's mom, love her to death. She's like a second mother to me. There was one friend of my best friend when we had like group sleepovers. She'd be like, you can't invite her over. You can't. She's like, her voice carries so much. She like got banished from sleepovers.
That was probably me, honestly.
Oh my God. You're not that loud.
Wicked loud kid. That was like on my report cards. It was always like Kyle's like a loud disruption in class.
To be fair though, sometimes when you're like hanging your guys' night in here,
yeah,
you're playing like D&D and I'm all the way across, I'm like, can you please stop yelling?
Yeah. Jess will literally text me and be like, you're screaming. You're actually screaming.
Now I'm getting a window into it, actually, now that I think about it.
I've learned how to like control my voice a little bit, but especially when I'm excited. I really can project. My voice can carry pretty darn far.
That's funny.
And so at sleepovers, I was very loud. Very, very loud. Just a loud dude.
Oh, man.
Strong diaphragm.
I hated having, though, my friend's parents yell. It's so awkward having someone else's parent yell at you.
Oh, no. You know what was the worst? Is when the parent would have the kid whose house it was, they would, like, call them upstairs and, like, yell at them or, like, you know, like, reprimand them for something that you guys were doing. And you were like, that was our bad, guys. Our bad. We did that. That we can do better, team. You know?
We can do better. Oh, man.
That was always the worst, though. Because you as, like, the side kid, especially if you weren't super close, like, you were saying your best friend's mom was, like, a second mom to you. Like, she probably had no problem yelling at you.
Oh, no, no problem.
But, like, if you were at, like, Timmy's house for the very first time and Timmy's mom doesn't want to yell at you, she's going to yell at Timmy about you. And you know that's not a good feeling.
Oh, it doesn't feel good. I also hated seeing, this sounds so weird, but seeing my friend's parents in their pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
Made me so uncomfortable. I don't know why. I hated it. It felt intimate. And then when they're yelling at you in their pajamas, when you don't usually see them in your pajamas, it's like extra weird. Yeah.
But I'm also thinking like at my first sleepovers, our bedtime was probably like 9 p.m. or something insane like that, you know? And so, yeah, we probably were like getting yelled at when they were like just trying to go to bed or something.
Did you ever sneak out?
No, never.
Oh.
Never. I didn't have anywhere to go to.
Like, God, the popcorn and the video games were already there.
Yeah.
What more did I need? Did you have a favorite, like, sleepover snack?
Pickles.
That's a random one I wouldn't have guessed.
My friend's uncle had his own little garden where he grew cucumbers and garlic and stuff, and hot peppers, and then he would make his own pickles all of that stuff. It was insane. I would eat them. I would eat like a lot of pickles in one go.
Oh man, I don't even like pickles, and I'm actually like salivating.
It was they were very, very, very good. That actually kind of is what turned me on to spicy food.
Mm-hmm.
They were like an Italian family, and so he had like those. What are those?
Like peppercinos.
Peppercinos. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He would grow his own of those and put them in, and then whenever we ordered pizza, he would bring those. Like they had like fresh ones that he would just like give them every once in a while, and we could put those on. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a dream.
That was another fun thing when you had a sleepover is knowing what pizza restaurant your friend's family ordered from. Because there was like a divide in my town, like what place you order from. We have Ringwood Pizza, Skyline Pizza, and Luigi's Pizza. And everyone's very loyal to their aforementioned joint.
That wasn't a thing for us.
Oh.
There wasn't enough pizza places.
I just like to know. Oh, and then Pizza One, I guess, if you don't want a cute friend.
It was just like, what pizza is near you? And that's the pizza that you ate.
Oh, you had options in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You had options for days.
Central Massachusetts, small farm town Massachusetts now.
That's too bad. That was a fun thing. I got to learn about families when I went there.
Yeah, none of that really. And then I'm trying to think of what else I really look forward to. It was mostly just like being around people and like, I still have this quality. I just like really like sharing things that I'm excited about with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was my favorite part of sleepovers is like we would play with the same toys that we all liked, or we would like play the same video games or like watch the same movie. So we were just all doing the same thing. Well, that sounds really pathetic, but that's the thing that I like doing with people, was just doing the same thing.
That makes sense. I think for me, I just like being around other girls.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really...
such a boy-heavy household.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice to just like... And then I got to get introduced to a lot of girly things that I didn't have in my house. Like, you know, like that... Like, I don't know, some of those like board games where it's like the date night board game or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or just like... You know, my some of my friends would have like the little crimper for your hair instead of like the hot iron. Yeah. It's like the crimper.
You could put like a star in your hair or whatever.
Yeah, like I didn't have that at my house, so I got to do that with my girlfriends, or like we used to paint our nails. That was a big one.
That just reminded me. One of my friends had that playset where you could make your own gummy candy.
Ew.
That was dope.
That sounds disgusting. That sounds like foodborne illness, like, waiting to happen.
It was just, like, I think it was just, like, gelatin powder and sugar, and you, like, pour it in, and it would just, like, add water and just made it for you.
Gross.
Like an easy-bake oven, but with worms.
That sounds... Did you hear the sentence that came out of your mouth?
I did. It is.
Terrible. Terrible.
And then, I guess I'm realizing the other thing I probably loved about them, especially when I was a little kid, I... was a little performer. I really enjoyed being the center of attention, just cracking jokes and stuff. So I think that's another thing that I liked, was just like being a ham.
We couldn't be more opposite. I like to be as close to the wall as possible.
Like a little wallflower.
You know, in Arrested Development where Buster like wears all the shirts to blend into the background?
Yeah.
That's me.
You just wanted to, you wanted to soak it in, mm-hmm. but not participate overly.
Oh, no, I mean, yeah, in my own way, I participated.
Yeah.
But I was not trying to ham it up.
Oh, I definitely hammed it up, which is probably why I was so loud and getting in trouble and and stuff like that. Yeah. No, and now I'm like nostalgic. I kind of miss that, you know? I did actually have a sleepover after college. Had my friend over, a couple of friends over, and we had like a sleepover at my place and played video games all night that we worked with. That was fun.
I feel like that's not... Like, for girls, like, I visit my college roommates all the time and we do that.
Yeah.
Because they're out-of-town friends, you know? You just go over their place and hang out.
But it feels like... That's, like, not, like, a sleepover, though. That's, like, a little visit. This was, like, a sleepover. Like, that feels different, you know?
I guess they did live in the same town as you.
Yeah, like, they could have gone home easily. They were like, no, we're gonna spend the night at Kyle's place, you know? We had, like, a middle school sleepover in my place. It was great.
I think that's awesome. I think you should do it more often, honestly.
No, it was actually really fun. I'd love to do it again.
I feel like if I lived in the same town as my friends, we might do that, though.
Oh, for sure. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You know?
For sure.
I just don't live near a lot of, like, my close sleepover friends anymore.
Well, you guys, like, lived together for a while, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I miss sleepovers. That's really the moral of this story, is I miss sleepovers. They were fun.
I'm torn. I like to sleep in my own bed.
That was always the hard thing, honestly. Like, especially as I got a little bit older, was like, I just miss my bed, you know? Yeah, it's cool. Like, you guys can sleep on the floor and are on the couch. I'm like, I'm going to sleep in my bed in this other room. Like, that was always the temptation. I wouldn't do it, but it was like the temptation is like, okay, now I'm tired. I don't really want to be around you. My bed is calling. You obviously wouldn't do it.
Oh, I was going to say, if you were that kid that would go to your own bed at the end of the night and make your friends sleep in your basement by yourself.
Well, my bed was in the basement.
Oh, okay. Well.
No, but that was the hard part. That's when you start to grow out of them. Like now, if I had a sleepover, I'd be like, yeah, you can sleep on the couch downstairs. I'm going to sleep in my bed upstairs. Privacy. Comfort. Hashtag.
I don't know. I was always sleeping on the floor.
Anyway, do you want to do your topic?
Kids fashion? Clothing?
Kids fashion.
What was it? Childhood fashion. That's what it was. What did you wear as a kid, basically?
Yep.
What did you wear as a kid, for the most part? Like, what was a staple in young Kyle's life? What did you wear to school?
I can't super remember, but I do... This is a weird one. I just want to say it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say it. I want to put it out there. I want to start the conversation in this direction. Sorry if it completely sidetracks the conversation.
I'm nervous.
Probably the biggest, most important fashion decision of my entire life You know, this was too, when I was a kid, like, I got to make this decision. You know, I went to my parents and I fought for it. I was like, this is my identity. It was when I upgraded from tighty whities to boxers in third grade.
You made the choice.
I did. I went to my parents and I was like, look, it's time. Get made fun of in gym class when we have to change.
Aww.
Gotta switch my underwear, my underwear preference. Need a little bit of breeze. It was third grade. I remember it. Mm-hmm. Remember it well. But then this led into one of the biggest fashion faux pas of my life.
Oh, no.
My mom and brother made up like a little jingle rhyme to it to make fun of me. It was warranted, though.
Oh, no.
I was, like I said, I went to summer camp all the time. So in third grade, I was in summer camp and we just got out of the water. So we went back to go change and I put all my stuff on. I'm outside. I'm playing Foursquare or whatever. And my mom comes with my little brother to pick me up. And she's like, Kyle, where are your pants? And I was so excited to get back out after swimming and like go play before the day was over that I put my boxers on and they just felt like shorts and I completely forgot and neglected to put my shorts on.
What was the jingle?
I'm gonna have to think about it. I don't quite remember.
What was the jingle?
I
this is why we need your mom to fact check.
It was there once was a boy named Kyle who went to camp for a while. He played some sports, forgot his shorts, and then he made us smile. I think that's what it was.
Oh, that's cute.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
That's
cute. Pretty good, pretty clever. But yeah, that when it comes to fashion, that was the biggest decision as a kid I made. Didn't answer your question at all, but that I, you know, my underwear, taking ownership of my underwear was a big day for me.
I'm excited for you. And I think it's a relevant topic to this conversation.
Yeah.
What I'm gathering is that switch from tighty whities to boxers is actually a really landmark decision for men. Because one of my brothers also had a similar experience where they wore their boxers into the Stop and Shop. And didn't realize till they left.
I think it's because it just feels like shorts, you know? Mm-hmm. So you're just like, yep, my legs are covered. Let's do this. And also, when you're, like, a little kid, your boxers are, like, almost capris. They're so long.
Yeah. You're not alone, though. It happens to the best of us. The very best of us. Oh, wow, that was good. I needed that. I feel a lot better now.
Yeah, pretty silly. But, otherwise...
What did you wear on top of your boxers, usually? Like, what was this typical Kid Kyle-type outfit?
So... I mean, it was mostly, like, jeans and t-shirts and, like, hoodies and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My parents definitely dressed me for a pretty long time. I mean, I got a lot of stories, but I don't want to hog the conversation to start. So I guess, like, probably the thing that sticks out to me the most, where I really wanted to put my foot down and take ownership, was from a very young age, I hated overalls. I thought they were stupid. I thought they looked ridiculous and infantile.
Like going to the bathroom with overalls. You have to really like fully undress yourself.
It's just ridiculous. Nobody has that hard of a time keeping their pants up that is the appropriate way to do it. They serve no purpose. They're asinine. And I hated them. But my dad loved overalls. He really liked dressing me in overalls. And so I would, I would do everything in my power to avoid it. I would pack pants in my backpack.
Aww.
And change when I got to school and then change back when my dad picked me up at extended day. I would take my shirt off and put the overalls on and then put my shirt on over it so it just looked like jeans. I did like everything I could to avoid overalls.
That sounds like a fashion choice you also made outside of the boxers, though.
Yeah, but it was like a...
Combat the overalls.
Yeah, but I think then the other thing is that I was a very short kid. Mm-hmm. I didn't grow for a long time, but every year my parents were like anticipating that growth spurt.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd always buy stuff a little bit too big for me and I never really grew into it. So like my pants were always falling down and stuff. It was unfortunate.
Oof. Yeah. I can relate to that too, just in the fact that my parents would buy things that were too big.
Mm-hmm.
Like our shoes would always be like an inch too long.
Yeah, when remember when they would like feel where your toe was? Yeah. And then they would be like, one, two, three thumbs. That's about as much room as we need.
Maybe if we're lucky, we'll get 6 months out of these that way.
Yep.
But yeah, my dad, he didn't really buy us clothes very much. But first of all, I was a hand-me-down kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad had a half-sister who was like 5 or 6 years older than me. So I would get all her old clothes for the most part.
Sorry. His
half-sister.
Your dad's half-sister was only 5 or 6 years older than you. It's not that she had children who were older than you. She herself was older than you.
I think one of my mom and dad's like first like meet the family dates was like her one-year birthday.
Wow, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's a huge age gap. My goodness. Wow.
Yeah, and then they have a son, too, who's even younger than her.
I don't know why I never... I'm sure you've told me this before, but I didn't... It didn't fully sink in, that age gap. That's wild.
His half-brother is the one who looks like Adam Sandler.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got all her hand-me-downs, but she was 5 or 6 years older than me,
mm-hmm.
so everything was slightly out of fashion.
Oh,
by
nice.
5 or 6 years.
Yep.
But I was a kid, so I didn't really care. I didn't really notice. But then all of a sudden, you do start to notice.
You don't care,
and then all of a sudden, you do care.
I do know that feeling very well. I had that with my overalls.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's probably right around when, like, the boobs start to come in, you know? Puberty is when you're like, oh, wow, actually, I care about what I look like because people are now looking at me, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
But I didn't mind the hand-me-downs. I kind of liked it, and then each year... I get new ones that she grew out of, so I have to go, like, shopping in her hand-me-downs.
That's kind
of
fun.
Yeah. But that wasn't what I was trying to talk about.
Okay.
Oh, but so that was most of my clothes, but my dad sometimes would buy us things.
Yes.
And he always bought them in, like, huge sizes.
Like, way too big.
Mm-hmm. Like, he was really into, like, oh, let's get this Yankee shirt mm-hmm. for you that you can wear the games. But, like, as you know, any sports memorabilia is, like, very expensive.
Yep.
So he would buy it, and it would be like a dress on me. Like, it would literally go down to my knees.
My dad would do the same. Specifically with, like, jerseys, like, sports stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I mean, like, even now I'm thinking about it. Like, he went to a YouTube concert in New Orleans, mm-hmm. and I have that, like, tie-dye U2 shirt.
Yeah.
It's still big on me.
Yeah.
It still doesn't fit, but mm-hmm. I can wear it as an adult, which is nice.
Like, sports memorabilia and then concert stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sports stuff is, like, $60-$70.
Just for the little t-shirts, not even a jersey.
Yeah, like really insanely expensive. And then sports stuff, or excuse me, concert merch is probably going to be like $40-$50 for those t-shirts if you're buying them day of. It's mm-hmm. insanity. So I get it.
Yeah.
I still have that where I'm like, well, not anymore. I'm 30 now. But even when I was 20, I was like, should I get a little bigger in case I like keep growing?
But instead of growing taller, growing wider.
Well, okay, no, that did kick in my mid-20s, yeah. no, but like that's like a real thing where you're like, no, you gotta buy it big so when you grow you can still wear it, especially for stuff you really
like. Yeah, but now then you're drowning, like you said. So I know, like, you know, wear your favorite sports team stuff to school that day. Like, I'd be wearing this shirt that was like a dress and I had to like tuck it in and like wear a belt and it was like billowing everywhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then everyone else has like the cute, like actual the kid size clothing, you know, and you're like, geez, why does my family gotta buy big like this?
Well, I fully bought into it because I hate throwing stuff out and I don't like not being able to use it anymore. So for me, I was like, yeah, buy that adult large. Yeah, I'm gonna wear this till I'm 53.
Why was it always adult large or kids extra, extra large?
Yeah, I don't know.
No in between. I remember the first time I actually got to pick out my own Yankee shirt. It was pink mm-hmm. and it fit me. I was like 12 or 13. I, like, that's how important it was to me, I remember.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, did you have, like, an item? Well, you said you don't like to throw things away. Is there, like, a couple of pieces from your childhood that you were, like, you still, like, look fondly back on? You're like, yeah, that was an awesome item of clothing.
One that comes to mind, there's a couple, but one that really comes to mind is my mom. My mom's really cute, and she really likes all the holidays. She likes doing something small for all of them. So for Valentine's Day, she would always buy us something red.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a red t-shirt that she got me in 7th or 8th grade that actually still fits somehow. So I still
the buying up sizes really did work.
Yeah. So that one. And then my dad had got me when I was playing like the NHL hockey games on PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked playing as the Coyotes because I just liked their logo and stuff. So he had to randomly travel to Arizona a lot for work.
Mm-hmm.
And he got me like Coyote's jersey, like a really nice one. And so that was another one that I really, really liked. It was one of the ones that was too big, but I would wear it anyway because mm-hmm. it was just really cool. And it was like full on, like legit hockey jersey.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. Other than that, though, not really. I wasn't ever super cognizant of what I was wearing and looking like as long as it wasn't overalls, I think.
That was the only rule. No overalls, please. Yeah. Where did you shop? Like, if you got to pick to where you buy your clothes, like, where did you like to go?
That didn't really happen until, like, middle school. And then I was shopping at PacSun.
Oh, my God. Did you even skateboard?
No. I snowboarded. I would get all the Element stuff. That was, like, the cool stuff. It was mm-hmm. the Element stuff. I still have those Element t-shirts. And, like, Quicksilver.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's where I would shop. But when I was kids, we would shop at, like, JCPenney or Macy's or Kohl's.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm thinking about it, like, I don't think I participated in that. It was just me and my brother, like, playing in the clothes and, like, hiding in all the clothes racks while my mom picks stuff out and would try to get me to look at it. And I would, like, ignore her.
You didn't have to try it on?
I'm sure I did, but I never really, like, cared about it. I do remember, actually, one thing I remember is when I started to feel, like, not, like, self-conscious, but, like, have a preference in jeans.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, like, kids' jeans are just, like, very, like, straight leg, like, not fitting at all.
You just have snap buttons.
Yeah. And so, like, I remember that was one of the ones I started being like, let's see if, like, jeans can look good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I also don't think I ran as hot as a kid. Like, I would actually wear long sleeve shirts and stuff. Now I never do that.
Yeah. Your arms are always bare.
I don't know. How about you? Where did you shop, actually? Limited to?
Well, I had a lot of hand-me-downs, but like I said, then you start to care a little bit in middle school. So, like, I was allowed to go shopping. My mom and I would go to the mall at the beginning of the school year.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, that tradition started earlier. Like, when I was a really little kid, my grandma used to take my brothers and I shopping on the Cape, actually, at Bradley's.
Oh, cool.
And she would buy us our first day of school outfit.
That's adorable.
And I remember my first day of first grade, I was really excited. I had a little shirt that had a little Scotty on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was cute. I had a dog on it. I really wanted it.
That's adorable.
I had like a little matching skirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I outgrew it immediately. I think I wore it once.
Oh, no.
I was really sad. Or it shrunk in the wash. Either or. Mm.
Oh, remember that? Mm. That was a big bummer. Yeah.
But yeah, no, usually my mom would take me then when I became a middle schooler.
Mm-hmm.
And limited to, for sure. I had a pair of purple flare sparkly jeans.
Wow.
That I really, really love.
I will pay any money to your mom to dig up a picture of that, because that would be nuts. I'm sure that you've tried to hide that deep in the world, in the, like, the recesses of the house somewhere.
Oh, no, I don't care.
No?
No, they were, like, purple, like, sparkly flare jeans.
Oh, my
God. I loved purple as a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
That's very strange to me.
Loved purple. And then I also had a purple fuzzy coat.
Ooh,
that
nice.
Zipped up that I really loved. And, like, there was, like, a gap where I was like, ugh, why did I wear that? But now, I would wear that now.
Yeah.
I would easily wear that now. I also shopped a lot at Delia's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of middle school, I wore jeans and graphic t-shirts. Like,
I can see that.
That had, like, funny, like, sayings on them.
Mm-hmm.
They were all dumb, but I thought they were fun.
Yeah.
I had one shirt that said, please don't peel me, I want to live, and it had a banana on it. Still don't know what that means. It doesn't make sense.
So dumb.
Loved it. And then I had another, this one was from Kohl's, actually. We did a lot of Kohl's shopping as well. It was an orange, and it said, can't concentrate.
Oh, my God.
I was really into those types of things.
Fruit-based puns.
So, so dumb. I don't know why. I had a lot of fruit shirts. And then I was texting my friend about this today because it couldn't remember. But I'm pretty sure the other It store when I was in, like, early middle school, I think it was literally called Rave Girl.
Oh, boy.
I know. And I never knew what that meant when I was shopping there, but I really wanted to shop there.
Yeah.
Now I know why maybe my parents were hesitant to let me shop at a store called Rave Girl.
Were you ever, I guess this would be more like late middle school, early high school. Were you ever like a Hollister, American Eagle, that type of stuff?
It was a little too pricey. I never shopped at Abercrombie.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a couple of shirts from Hollister, like, in high school.
Yeah.
But it had to be, like, specific, like, sales rack type stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it was just so expensive.
It's wicked expensive.
That
was, like, the store for everybody in high school. And I just didn't get it. I couldn't dress preppy.
I just felt like it was so out of my like usual style. Yeah. People be like, what is she trying to do? Remember, it was like that look. It was like mm-hmm. you wear the camisole with the lace and then you had like the button up
yep.
shirt on over it. That's what all the girls were wearing.
Yeah. And the dudes had like the button up polos with like the collars.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah. I had like one outfit like that. And I would like try to wear it once a week. I'd like wash it and then immediately wear it.
I like wore pajama pants to high school, so that wasn't my look.
Hmm.
That's not a joke. That's a statement of fact. I actually wore pajama pants to high school.
I think you would still wear pajama pants to work if you had to go into an office.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Comfort over style. I guess the last thing that I just remembered is like picture day, you know?
Oh, God.
It was really funny because you could tell which house I was at for my picture day based on what I was wearing. Mm-hmm. My dad would dress me like super preppy and my mom didn't. There was like this one where my dad like really like combed my hair to the side and stuff. Like I looked like a little like a little executive or something.
Oh my gosh.
Like a money management expert type thing.
You should see your hair now comparatively.
I know. It was this straight blonde hair combed to the side, a nice side part, perfectly kept. And then yeah, it didn't look good.
So the picture your dad like loves of you and it's like all over the house still?
Maybe.
You're honestly in that like red and white button up.
Yep.
Yep. He still loves that photo yep. of you.
There's another one of that where I have a yellow sweatshirt on with like a collar.
Jeez.
Yeah. But then anytime I was at my mom's, it was the exact opposite. It was really funny.
So funny. I just remember in sixth grade, I made the very bad decision to wear my hair in a bun for school picture day. Mm. So I thought it looked really good. And it probably did. I wore it up and then like, I had some curls coming out the side. But the problem is when you take a picture straight on, you look bald.
You have very, very short hair.
I learned very quickly not to do that.
Yeah. I think I went through a little phase where I spiked my hair in the front.
Oh, everyone had that look where they did the front flip.
Yeah.
The little flip up in the front.
Yeah. And sometimes I would color it.
Oh, you were one of those?
Yeah, like gold gel or something stupid.
Oh, boy.
I was not. I mean, like, as a kid, I was not styling at all. I was not styling at all.
You ever have light-up sneakers?
Probably. I had a Razor scooter with the light-up wheels.
Very cool.
Yeah. I also, this is really sad, I also was a Husky kid. I had to buy all my clothes were Husky because I was a little chubber.
That's because they didn't grow tall for a while.
I didn't. I didn't grow tall for so long, which made it actually really hard to shop for stuff. Because, like, to get things that fit, it was like a normal-sized kid's waist and then, like, a 16-inch long leg. Because I was, like, I was in fourth grade. Well, every year we would do, like, a field trip to this place called Canobie Lake Park.
Mm-hmm.
It was just this little, like, amusement park up in New Hampshire.
Were you too short to ride?
For so long. They had the roller coasters. And, like, so in first grade, it was like, obviously, you can't go on the roller coaster. Because it had one of those ones that went upside down. It had, like, one little corkscrew in it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, can't do it in first grade. Can't do it in second grade. Third grade rolls around. Some of the kids started being tall enough for it, but not everybody. Fourth grade rolled around, and almost everybody was tall enough. Not me. Fifth grade rolls around. Everybody beside me and one girl. could ride it, and we were the only ones. It was so embarrassing. I didn't grow for so damn long.
Did you have to wear like tall shoes that day? Did you plan?
I tried. I was like a half an inch short, and they wouldn't let me on the ride.
They really wouldn't let you through?
Yeah. It was like devastating.
I would be devastated.
But finally, in fifth grade and beyond, I could ride that damn roller coaster. And you only had to be, I think you had to be 4 feet tall.
By fifth grade, you weren't 4 feet tall?
I don't think so.
Are you serious?
I was insanely short. Maybe it was like 4.5, but...
Probably 4.5.
I don't know. It was like very late. No. By fifth grade, I could ride it, I think. But I don't remember. All I remember is I was like a good foot shorter than everybody else in my grade for a really long time. And then when middle school hit, like sixth grade, I finally started to grow. I got my curly hair and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was also a very awkward time because I didn't know how to dress. Nothing fit. I was still, like, not quite tall enough, but, like, finally growing. It was awkward. But at least then, I think I finally didn't have to buy Husky anymore.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
On your clothing journey. I think everybody felt awkward, though. You know? I don't think anyone was comfortable in themselves when they were in middle school.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. The coolest I was in middle school, or, like, the coolest I felt is when I had two casts on.
Oh, my God. I don't think that would make most people feel very cool, though.
Well, because people are like, oh, my God, you broke both your wrists. That's hardcore.
Do people want to sign it?
Yeah. And then I had signatures all over, and I had twice the real estate for signatures, yeah. You know?
Anybody draw anything dirty on your casts?
I don't think so. It was sixth grade.
It wouldn't stop people, in my opinion, but...
You know, it was also on my wrist, so I could, like, see it actively happening and be like, please stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah. I'm just curious. Clearly it was a bad question, and I apologize.
But yeah, that was probably the coolest I felt in my skin until a pretty long time, probably. Because I was just so short. It took me a really long time to catch up.
Yeah, and that clearly affected your clothing.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Because I remember one time I was, we had, like, when you had lunch, there was a rack of, like, chips and stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. And I literally couldn't reach the top of the rack. And it was no taller than this.
You should jump for it?
I wouldn't have even done it. Like, I would have had to, like, climb up, like, two rungs to try and get it. And it was, like, 6 feet tall at the most.
What if you wanted something at the top?
It was incredibly embarrassing. I had to ask the lunch lady to grab it for me. And so the memory I have is when I was finally tall enough to almost reach. I was like reaching and reaching and trying to grab it and be a big boy in seventh grade. And my pants fell down. Not all the way, but they like started to fall down because I was like, I was like reaching so big.
Are you serious?
And they didn't fit because I was like still growing and you know.
Your childhood was more of a tragedy than I realized. Did not realize that until right now. Oh, boy.
Fashion and me, we really didn't agree for a long time. And you know what? I think we could probably pretty safely say that fashion still doesn't agree with me.
I have no sense
I'm currently
fashion,
wearing
sweatpants shorts.
And a graphic tee.
I don't want to make you feel bad about your overall situation. I also had some overalls I had to wear as well.
Did you enjoy them?
We're not
at all?
Alone. I did have a pair that I liked. It was like a shorts overall set, and it was lime
green.
Those
are like in now.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear them by choice now.
Yeah,
but you're not alone. I feel like everybody went through a weird overall stage.
You know what I think I also didn't like about them is I was so short, and it makes it look like your waist is like where your nipples are, and so I was like, I just look ridiculous,
like a minion before minions were a thing.
Like, I just, like, I think I remember looking at myself in the mirror and just being like, what is this? You look ridiculous.
Well, last but not least, did you have a shoe preference as a kid?
Oh, I didn't have good shoe taste. It's too embarrassing to talk about.
Wait, what? What? Now you gotta say.
No, no.
Are you, see, you're blushing. You have to talk about it if you don't want to.
For a long time, I just, like, wore whatever. I wore those, like, because I remember I said I played soccer for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know those, like, shoes that were basically soccer cleats without any cleats on them?
Yeah.
I wore those for a really long time.
Wait, what? Did you wear women's shoes or something?
No.
That wouldn't have been a problem anyway. I'm just curious.
No, it's stupid. It's stupid. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, fine.
I never had Heelys, though. I always wanted them, but I figured I'd be too uncoordinated.
They were banned at my school. You couldn't wear them if you had Heelys. I just wore Converse all the time.
Yeah.
My first pair I got, they were pink and gray. Then I had low tops for a while, but I always go back to high tops.
I, like, literally don't think I knew Converse existed until I was in eighth grade. I'm sure kids wore them. I just didn't pay attention. Mm-hmm. And then, like, a lot of people started to wear them, and I realized what they were.
Mm. It was just what I wore. They match everything. They're comfortable. It probably actually damaged me in the long run because I have really flat feet and they have no arch support.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those aren't great.
No, but...
I mean, like, they basically don't even have soles. You're basically just walking barefoot. Actually, walking barefoot might be better for your feet than Converse.
Possibly, but they really went with my look for my can't concentrate graphic tee and jeans, so yeah. It completed that ambiance for me.
Yeah, and then I went through a phase where I wore a lot of skateboarding shoes because I was snowboarding a lot.
All right, I'll let the shoe topic die for you.
Yep.
Anyway, that was kids fashion.
Yeah. I mean, like, the real big takeaway for me is, like, I didn't look good. I didn't, like, dress well. My parents dressed me. They bought most of my clothes. Oh, you know what? This is the real thing, though. Because my parents were divorced, depending on like how I wore stuff and like what the season was, like all my long sleeve shirts gonna end up at my dad's and like all the short sleeves are at my mom's and stuff like that. Like it was a thing. So they had to, like, sometimes I would go to dress myself and I just like didn't have clothes that I could wear. It was like really bad. Or like all the underwear would end up at one house somehow, you know? So that was really bad. But then they would have to do a clothes swap where they would have to get everything together and like match what they had. So I had like enough outfits there and then like bring the extra over to the other house and stuff.
Did they
it
get
was, like a whole thing?
They get mad at you for like not leaving things where they're supposed
definitely,
to be.
Definitely.
You got in trouble for
they
that.
Would be like, how are all the jeans here? I'm like, I don't know.
It's like, because dad, I had to bring them all in my backpack because you're putting me in overalls, okay?
Or like spring would come. So I'd like wear a hoodie or like a sweatshirt or something. And then I would drop it like at the other house because it was like hot by the time I like went to their house. But then I wouldn't have any jackets and it was like only t-shirts. And I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's 30 degrees out and all I got is t-shirts.
I hate to tell you this, but you do this now as an adult.
I do that.
Remember when you worked at Fuzz and you left all of your sweatshirts at Fuzz?
The back of my chair had like literally 5 sweatshirts on the back of it. Yeah.
Then it would be the weekend and you didn't even have a winter coat to wear.
Yep. It would be like a chilly morning and I had nothing. Yeah.
Oh boy. And you were in your 20s then.
Yeah. I'm just not good with clothes. I'm not good with them. I don't know.
Anywho.
I don't know.
That's that. Hand-me-downs. Light up sneakers, graphic tees.
I think I got a little bit of hand-me-down, but not a ton. Because I didn't really have many cousins that were much older than me. It was just like, I have like 3 or 4 boy cousins who are older than me, but I think they were a good deal older than me, so there wasn't much to hand down.
5 or 6 years apparently is a very good enough gap.
Well, I just don't know if they kept it, you know? Like, I don't know where those clothes went. One of our listeners is my cousin, and he probably got some of my hand-me-downs. Sorry if you did,
so
because they were not good clothes.
So sad for him, if that's the case.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, that was good. I really needed that laugh about your boxers. I feel a lot better. Really needed to hear that story.
It wasn't great. I still remember what they looked like. It was green. They were like a plaid pattern.
At least it wasn't briefs.
Well, then I probably would have noticed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was like 3rd grade. I was like this little tiny kid. But then because that rhyme was so catchy, I think sometimes my brother would do it like out in public and I'd get wicked embarrassed.
Aww. Okay, well, that's that. That's our drink break. And next week we'll be back with you for The Mummy.
Yeah.
Movie review.
I feel really embarrassed right now. I feel like I wish I could go back in time and be like, Kyle, here's what's cool, you know?
It's fine. You turned out great.
Yeah.
A good life. Things have worked out. You dress yourself now.
Not well. You know what? Screw going back in time. I need to have a heart-to-heart with present-day Kyle.
I'll just start sending Tan France pictures of you.
Oh,
like,
gosh,
please help him.
I mean, I haven't bought clothes in a year.
Oh,
I haven't bought clothes
you
in a year.
Don't dress yourself. I usually buy your stuff for you now.
Oh, yeah. I just let you buy my clothes. You're so much better at it.
I just buy you t-shirts when you run out.
Yep.
They get ready.
I literally have a t-shirt from 8th grade that I still wear sometimes.
We are so off topic, but next week we'll be coming back with you with The Mummy.
I'm really excited for this
one. One of my favorites.
I can't wait to watch it.
I love Brendan Fraser.
Yeah. He's a great guy. Really funny.
No, I want to watch George of the Jungle, too.
I really want to watch George of the Jungle.
Is it too late to switch?
No. Yes, it is. I was mishearing the question. It's too late to switch, but we'll do that one soon.
So we'll see you in a week. And if you want to find us on any platform on the internet, we have at Weiner Milk Podcast on Instagram, at Weiner Milk on Twitter, at...
No at.
No
There's
at.
No more ads.
Facebook.com/ Weiner Milk.
Crushed it. Second time.
WeinerMilkPodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
WeinerMilkPodcast@gmail.com.
That's all of them.
That's it. That's how you
That's
can find
all of
us.
Them. Yep.
And please rate, review, subscribe if you like what you're hearing.
Yeah. And if you have any recommendations for drink break episodes, we'd love to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And just hear your stories about your childhood fashion faux pas and sleeping over.
Make Kyle feel better about his life right now because I think he's got a little embarrassment going on right now.
Yeah. And if you were a husky kid too, let us know. Solidarity.
It does say Husky in the tab. Like, if you look at the clothing tab, it says Husky on there.
Yeah, it was kind of embarrassing. At first, I kind of wore it as a badge of honor, but then as I grew up, I realized it was a bad thing.
I don't think it's a good or bad thing.
It's probably not a good thing.
All bodies are different, Kyle.
Anyway, thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next week with The Mummy.
Have a great day.